T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Padres baseball is back in the San Diego Food Bank, a proud sponsor of Military Sundays all season long. Final hour of Ben and Woods on a Thursday. And for the first time since Monday, it actually is going to be Ben and Woods here, because joining us on our SDCCU fan hotline, not in the chair next to me where he normally is my co-host, Stephen Woods. And Woodsy, how are you feeling?
Gentlemen, how we doing? I'm doing good. I'm doing
bad. Good. All right, good.
Yeah, I feel much better. I felt pretty good yesterday, and as I was laying down for a nap, my third nap of the day, I did get a text from one Ben Higgins. And in his, and I know you've told this story already, but in your not so subtle way, it was essentially, if you don't get a COVID test, you can't come back to work. But Ben,
yeah, I wasn't that blunt about it. But I, you know what? I thought a little peace of mind for everyone involved would probably be a good
100%. Well, you're absolutely right. And I looked at it, and my initial reaction was F word. I was just laying down for a nap. But you know what? Right is right. And, you know, I didn't think I had it. You know, just based on that, I get this garbage every year at least once, and it sucks. And
your symptoms weren't exactly COVID. I mean,
right.
maybe a tiny bit of, you know, some aches, you know, like anyone gets when they're sick. But you were so not COVID symptoms that, it wasn't even easy for you to get a test at this point. So we weren't thinking you'd be positive, but I think everyone will be happier knowing for sure.
Well, and it's funny you mention it, because in order to get this test, so I thought to myself, you know what, he's right, and I need to do the right thing here. And, you know, don't forget, I got a wife that's 9 months pregnant, and I just said, you know what, I'm going. So made a couple calls, and I got to tell you guys, man, the scariest part of all of it was just how hard it is to get a test. Honestly, I had to pretty much sell myself to get in there. And she's like, well, you're not really fitting the criteria. And I'm like, did I mention that I'm, you know, having shortness of breath? You know, like, it was tough. It was tough to get a test. So long story short, went in. They did the throat swab, which was much better than the nasal one that I was fearing on the drive up. So they did the throat swab, didn't hear anything back. And I just called about a half an hour ago, and my COVID test is negative. So
that's
good. Right. Yeah, negative being a positive, right? Like it's a negative test. So we're good to go. No COVID-19. It was absolutely necessary for everybody's peace of mind and the responsible thing to do. But it was a little nerve-wracking yesterday, because, you know, again, you don't think you have it, and then you take the test, and you're like, well, if I do have it, what's going to happen? Like, everybody is going to hate me, number one, I don't go around licking doorknobs. I've been pretty safe throughout this whole thing, you know, still wearing a mask, still wearing gloves when I go to the store. Like, I don't know how much it helps, you know, but I'm still doing it. So I was just really nervous about it, but nothing to be nervous about. Should be back tomorrow, no problem. Feeling much better. Still a little stuffy, still got a little cough, but if you can deal with that, Benny, then I think we're in good shape.
I will welcome you back with open arms. I've missed you, well, Paul's missed you, and I think most of all the listeners have missed you over these past couple of days.
You guys have done a great job. I've been able to listen where I can, and great job to Paul booking a ton of interviews, and great job to you, Benny, for carrying the torch. I really appreciate it, and I, you know, there's a part of me that's glad that I didn't have to come in and talk about, you know, how dreadful our beloved Padres look right now and how really, frankly, a little nervous. I think I'm nervous is probably the best word for how I feel right now, you know, a week away from the playoffs. And, you know, we've forgotten how to hit, how to get runs across. We lost Clev possibly. So, yeah, maybe this wasn't the worst.
That's interesting because you're so level-headed usually.
Right. I'm a little, I will say this. I haven't hit the panic button, Chicken Little, sky is falling, like I've seen so much of on Twitter, not yet. But my finger is hovering over the button a little bit. Like it's, I kind of look at it and walk away and think about it, and then I come back and go, it may be time to press this thing, but I have a lot of faith in what they've been able to do all season. And it just doesn't go away. It just doesn't. I think they're going to be okay. So, you know, we'll figure it out. But, yeah, I'll be back tomorrow, 5 a.m. I've really missed everybody. Being at home is not as it's not as great as it sounds. Believe me. Trust me on that one.
Well, maybe a turnabout's fair play. I don't know if you remember, but I took one day off last month when Shelley and I went away for the weekend, and I got to miss talking about Padres getting swept by the Arizona Diamondbacks. That was when they were in the throes of that five-game losing streak. So now you are gone for a couple of days, and the Padres get swept again. Maybe all it will take for the Padres to get going again is for the two of us to be back together in the Corona Cave, and if that happens tomorrow, they can just run through the Giants this weekend and get all that momentum back in time for the playoffs.
I know, man. That's what we need, and the momentum really is key. And the thing is you don't know. They could be can't hit their weight, you know, can't hit their weight right now, and then you get into the playoffs and they just dominate. Or they could, you know, find their mojo at the plate again, get into the playoffs and run into a, you know, Trevor Bauer or something, however that looks, however it's going to shape out. You just never know. And, you know, I know this is a playoff team. I know this is a team that's deep enough to win a World Series. You know, I've seen plenty of teams that weren't this deep go win a World Series before. And I really don't have any doubts, but it's so screwy in October that anything can happen that, you know, I like my chances, though. I still really, really love our chances. I love the depth of this team. That depth is going to be really tested on the pitching front. But, hey, you know what? This is the time to shine, man. Every year, don't we see some weird guy step up in the postseason, a guy you weren't counting on that, you know, pitches three out of five games or something ridiculous, or goes on some massive, you know, hitting tear. And we see it almost every year. And I know this team is deep, and A.J. Preller's done a great job keeping this team deep. So I'm not panicked yet. I'll start panicking when it's, you know, the seventh inning of game one of the playoffs and we don't have a hit yet. That's when it's really time to panic.
Padres fans know this better than anyone else. In 1998, Sterling Hitchcock had an okay regular season. He was clearly behind Kevin Brown and Andy Ashby in the Padres rotation pecking order. But in the playoffs, he was marvelous. He was spectacular. He put the Padres on his back and carried them all the way to the World Series. Now, who could that be for the Padres this year? I don't know. You know, which pitcher on the Padres had a pretty mediocre regular season but has the potential to maybe put the Padres on his back in the postseason?
Well, there's one name that jumps out at me, and I wonder if you're thinking of the same guy. Well, there's a couple, but the one that makes the most sense is a guy like Chris Paddock.
He's got it in him,
you know, to be a dominant pitcher. And I think, you know, if it all timed out right, you know, and that changeup's working, and he's spotting that fastball, and that curve works enough to, you know, where he needs it as an out pitch or a show me pitch. Man, there's no question that he's got it in him to go out and do something like that. You know, Garrett Richards, man, is another one that's – he's got stuff. His stuff plays in the playoffs. he could find it. You know, so I just, losing Clev, if we've truly lost Clev, yeah, it sucks. I mean, that's a game one, game two starter. It sucks. There's no question. But, you know, the Padres won a ton of games without Mike Clevinger, and they can continue to win without him. I just love to watch him pitch. You know, I just love to watch him pitch. He's an ace. It's fun watching aces pitch. So I'm not panicked yet, you know, but it's time for guys to step up. There's no question. Like, somebody's got to step up and say, no, we're not done. This is not an exit the first round team. We're better than that. So depending on the matchup, you know, it's just going to be a blast. I just really can't wait to get after it next week. And good. I'm glad to be back tomorrow with you guys, because I missed you and I missed all the listeners. And it was a little scary, man. I'm stoked to be back tomorrow.
You know, you bring up Garrett Richards, and he actually does fit that Sterling Hitchcock comparison, maybe even better, because Sterling Hitchcock was a veteran like Garrett Richards, and it would be a little more out of the blue if Garrett Richards did it. The only reason that I didn't bring him up is that Jace Tingler still seemed committed yesterday to keeping him out of the bullpen the rest of the way. Now, I think he's going to have to reevaluate that decision if Mike Clevinger truly is going to be out beyond the first round series. If it's just the first round, sure, you've got Lamet, Davies, Paddock, you're fine on starting pitching for the first round. But once you get beyond there with no off days, I don't really think you want to have a bullpen day or want to trust a Luis Patino or an Adrian Morejon or a Michel Baez at this point. So you're going to have to consider bringing Garrett Richards back into the rotation, and he could be that Sterling Hitchcock guy as well. I mean, he's had it in him in his career to be a top of the rotation guy, and while he hasn't been terrific this year, he certainly has had his moments where, you know, the stuff has played on a major league level. Who knows what happens when you put him into a postseason mix?
Yeah, there's no question about it. And, you know, at the end of the day, though, I was texting with a buddy yesterday, and I said, well, look, yeah, losing Clevinger sucks, but if we can't hit, then none of this matters anyway. So, I mean, you know, these guys really, that's, if I'm going to press the panic button right now, we have electric arms in our bullpen. We have electric arms up and down. You can piece one together if you need to piece one together. There's just no doubt about it. You need 27 outs. There are guys down there that can do that for you. If you can't score, you can't figure out a way to score. You can't keep running yourself out of innings. You know, some of the ridiculous things I've seen, albeit in my syrup haze over the last 3 days. Listen, you got to find a way to get that offense jump started right now. And, you know, that's the most concerning thing to me, is that these guys were a juggernaut, and now it's kind of back to the middling old Padres. When you look at the lineup yesterday, you're like, oh my God, we're going to bust out, and nothing. I mean, it was terrible. So, you know, they need to figure out a way to get that going again, because it really won't matter. I mean, if you can't score runs, you can't win baseball games. And that's the thing I'm most panicked about. I love our pitching depth. I have all year. And I think that's going to continue in the playoffs. But, you know, good pitching beats good hitting any day of the week. But we're not good hitters right now. So that makes me a little bit concerned. They need to figure it out, you know, top of the lineup especially.
Well, Woodsy, I'm glad to know, selfishly especially, that you don't have COVID, because I really wasn't looking forward to a 14-day quarantine because
I've
been in contact with you. And Shelly would have, like, just murdered me if I came home to her today and said, Shell, you can't go. You can't go to your yoga class. You can't Regal Seagull and have a beer outside. Nothing for the next 2 weeks. You're stuck at home. I mean, I would have been killed. So.
Will you please turn your phone recorder on, walk in the door at 9:30 this morning, and tell her that Woods tested positive?
Yeah, will you record it?
I think she listens to the show, so the jig may be up at this point, but... Well, maybe I can
so
try
no,
that.
Yeah. Listen, listen, Shell, false alarm, vacation's on, you're good to go. Everything's a go. I have a funny bit, too, because, as you know, Ben, every Friday I play golf. Every Friday we have this new thing that now it's grown to, like, it's growing. And, like, a group of four, we all go out, Paulie's in that group, you're always working. So now I'm sitting here thinking, well, I feel pretty good, and I got the negative test, and I mean, I'm coming to work tomorrow. I can go play golf tomorrow after the show, right?
I was thinking about that yesterday. I was like, I wonder how Friday's going to look, because, yeah, we got a good group going on Friday. I'm like,
We do.
We're going to draw sticks to see who has to ride with Woods on Friday?
Who has to play with me? Well, at least now I'm negative, so everybody knows I don't have coronavirus. But I thought, how do you miss 3 days of work and you're still going to hit the links on Friday? Is that a good look or is that a bad look? I can't tell. So I'm leaning towards playing. If I feel – I'm at about 80% right now. I figure if I can rest today – be back tomorrow. We'll see how I feel after the show. But
you're going to bring the clubs. Yeah, have a change of clothes just in case, and we'll see how it goes.
I'm 2020. If you can treat yourself well, treat yourself well, Woods. Don't hold back just because you missed work.
I'm full. I'll tell you guys, though, man. We'll talk about it tomorrow, too, when I'm back to work. But, dude, it feels a little bit scarlet lettery. It really does. I mean, I was getting texts and stuff of concerned people that I'd run across or whatever. And I was just like, this sucks, man. This is like, you really do feel like a pariah a little bit. And that shouldn't be the case. And it's just, we'll talk more about it tomorrow, but yeah, it'll be good to see you guys. Be good to talk to everybody again tomorrow. And I'm so ready to be back. You have no idea. I don't like missing work. You guys know that I hate missing our show. I hate it. So I'll be back.
Good to hear from you. I know you do. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Thanks, buddy.
All right, boys. See you.
All right. COVID negative Woods with us on our SDCCU fan hotline, SDCCU online and mobile banking. Let's do your banking from your smartphone. Message and data rates may apply. For details, visit SDCCU.com. And Woods is absolutely right. The most important thing for the Padres over the next few days is to find their offense. I don't care if they win. I don't care if they win a single game against the Giants. They could lose all four. They're still getting the four seed. The Cardinals are not going 8-0. I just want to see them hit barrels, and if they're all line drive outs and, they're hitting them atom balls, I'm fine with that too. I want to see good at bats. I want to see a little exit velocity. Even if they don't win the game, even if they don't put up 8 or 9 runs, all I want to see is good swings. And then that'll pay off once the Padres get to the postseason. So Hosmer, got a barrel on that one in the first inning, then not a ton after that. I want to see Tatis sit a couple of hard balls this weekend, and I'll feel a lot better about the Padres' playoff chances with or without Mike Clevenger going into next week. All right, Woodsy and I are working on the Fresh with the Fab 5 fundraiser for Fresh Start Surgical Gifts. Fresh Start provides surgeries for children with deformities, and the need now is more than ever. You can donate at our website, 973thefansd.com, and help us beat our friends or competitors down the hall at other Entercom stations in raising the most money for Fresh Start. Every dollar helps, and for the first 100 donations of $25 or more, Fresh Start will send you a cool Fresh Start designer mask. Fresh Start and the Fab 5. Donate today at 973thefansd.com. Maybe it's because Woods wasn't here yesterday, Paul, and we're kind of distracted because we had to pick up a little bit of the slack, but we actually never played Jesse Agler's incorporator from Tuesday's game. We gave him the incorporator word, zerts, X-E-R-T-Z, which means to like chug down a liquid or gulp greedily, swallow. And I didn't hear how he worked it into the broadcast.
It's a good one. You're going to want to hear
it. But it's a good one, and now I'm glad we waited because it comes with a great story as well that Jesse texted me last night. So we'll get to that coming up next. It's Ben and Woods right now. Let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.